Hello and welcome to morning prayer at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Edison, New Jersey. Today is Friday, and this is the eighth day after the Ascension. We begin our time of prayer in silence. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Give glory to God, our light and our life. O come, let us worship and praise. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving, and raise a loud shout to the Lord with psalms. For you, Lord, are a great God and a great ruler above all gods. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. In your hand are the caverns of the earth. The heights of the hills are also yours. The sea is yours, for you made it, and your hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For the Lord is our God, and we are the people of God's pasture and the sheep of God's hand. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days, God has spoken to us by the Son. A reading from John 15, we read verses 26 and 27. Jesus said, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify, because you have been with me from the beginning." In some ways, the good news about Jesus is a way of telling the Jesus story as it truly happened, as God had intended it, of what God was doing in and through Jesus Christ. There is another way to tell that story. There is the way in which the world would have perceived it from all of its different points of view. There would have been the way in which the high priests or the Pharisees, there would have been the way in which King Herod saw it, or Pontius Pilate, or a Roman soldier, or a citizen of Jerusalem at that time. That witness about what has happened, their way of telling that story, comes back again in the trial of Jesus, when they bring forward people that said, "He said, destroy this temple, and after 3 days raise it up. He said that he was this. He said that he was that." All of which were meant to condemn him, but in each and every time they speak, they speak the truth as we go through that entire passion story. Including, of course, the very inscription meant to mock Jesus and to send a message to the nation that Pilate puts above the cross, "Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews, the Messiah." And so there on his throne, mocked by the world around. And that's not truly what's happening. And so as Jesus prepares his disciples to enter into the mystery of his passion, he starts to point them towards what it is that he's doing. He's going to prepare a place for them so that where he is, there they can be also. He's going to open up a place in God's household for him. And here, he is going to send the Spirit, the Advocate, the one who will testify on his behalf. At his trial, he stands quiet. He does not speak to defend himself. But the Advocate will come, the Holy Spirit will come, who will bear witness and testify to who it is that Jesus is, the Son of God, the one who has taken away our sins, the one who is God's faithfulness and love for us, the one who is raised by the Father to life, the one who brings us peace, who takes away our sins, who gives us life. And with the coming of the Advocate, with the coming of the Holy Spirit, the disciples take up this message as well, because they have seen everything from the beginning, and now they know it in truth what has happened. You too are witness. You have a story to tell from the point of view that is the gospel, that is the Holy Spirit speaking through you to bear witness to Jesus and to the gift of life and salvation he offers to all. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Blessed are you, Lord, the God of Israel. You have come to your people and set them free. You have raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of your servant David. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Through your holy prophets, you promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us, to show mercy to our forebears and to remember your holy covenant. This was the oath you swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship you without fear, holy and righteous before you all the days of our life. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare the way, to give God's people the knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Mighty God of mercy, we thank you for the resurrection dawn, bringing the glory of our risen Lord who makes every day new. Especially we thank you for the sustaining goodness of your creation, for the new creation in Christ and all gifts of healing and forgiveness, for the gift of relationship with others, for the communion of faith in your church. For who else, for what else are we grateful? Merciful God of might, renew this weary world. Heal the hurts of all of your children and bring about your peace for all in Christ Jesus, the living Lord. Especially we pray for those who govern the nations of the world, for the people in countries ravaged by strife or warfare, for all who work for peace and international harmony, for all who strive to save the earth from carelessness and destruction, for the Church of Jesus Christ in every land. For who else, for what else do we pray? We give thanks to you, Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have protected us through the night from all harm and danger. We ask that you would also protect us today from sin and all evil, so that our life and our actions may please you. Into your hands we commend ourselves, our bodies, our souls, and all that is ours. Let your holy angels be with us, so that the wicked foe may have no power over us. Amen. And Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the Holy Spirit fill you with new life and abundant joy. And Almighty God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless and preserve us. Amen.